Well, Coach, overall thoughts on what you saw today?
I thought in the first period we were a little bit slow to react to things. We were kind of still in summer mode, but I thought there were some really positive things to build off in the second, third. I thought we started playing a smarter game with pucks. We were a little bit trying to do too much. I don't know all the players well enough. I know the guys over the years that, whether they're trying to be individuals or just trying to be a bigger impact in the game than they need to be by themselves, but I thought we started to play more as a team as the game wore on. And then the direct result, we got pucks where we need them to be and generated more scoring chances.
In doing that and being able to go into the dressing room and say we got to clean things up here after the end of one period, how much did that goal help that you got with 15 seconds left to be able to reinforce that?
Yeah, anytime you can build a little bit of excitement going in between periods is a real positive thing. You want to make sure, obviously, this is a young group of guys and this is all the prospects, and you want to make sure that there's some positives and some learning and some teaching that's that they're taking in between periods and before the games. But I thought adjustment-wise and bringing attention to some of our things that you see this time of year, poor changes, some of the parts of a game that you have to have at this level, the tracking, the getting on pucks. It's a pretty fast-paced game out there. This whole tournament over the years I've always seen, it's a lot faster than what they just finished playing in their junior or college, at the junior college rank. So I thought overall when I assessed the game, the second and third pretty strong. The first just trying to do a little too much as individuals. Played more of a team game in the second and third.
Sort of summer hockey bad habits too when it comes to turnovers and maybe trying to make the extra play when it's not there.
Yeah, I thought so, Ken. I thought just a little bit of the of not playing a pro style game, but again, it's the first game, it's the first period, but I think sometimes guys are so excited to get on the ice and want to showcase themselves to management that they want to take that puck and do it all by themselves. But it's there's other players on the other team that are pretty good themselves.
What do you think of Brendan Lemieux's game?
I thought the first period, I thought he was what you'd project him to be. It was he was hard in the corners. I thought he went to the front of the net at times. He's getting a feel for the two guys he's playing with. Those are puck possession guys. But as a player that has to play in those areas where you're going to take contact, I thought he did that overall in the whole game. Skated well. I liked the way he played. I thought Ryan Olsen had a strong game. I thought Ryan Olsen was really good out there. I thought he took the puck to the net quite a few times, moved his feet, finished checks, was strong in support in D zone. I thought he was their best player, Ryan Olsen.
He's talked about the need to bring that physical element. Is that something that you kind of were able to hammer home with him last year?
Yes.
The course of the year?
Yeah, he has that on his resume coming from junior, that he was a physical player. He's a big man. He's even filled out even more over the summertime here. So that's an element he has to bring every night, the physical side.
What about that spot check line? It was early in the game. I thought that they gave you some energy and they gave you guys some presence down in their zone where you otherwise didn't have it for the early parts of the game. Would you agree?
Yeah, I thought they had in the first period. They had one of our better shifts to start. It was one of the two times we were able to get the puck in behind their defenseman and get a little bit of pressure. I thought there was a strong shift for them as a group. But special teams coming into factor, a little bit of power play time, a little bit of penalty kill, not as much. 5-on-5 time for that line as I would have liked.
Were you okay with your power play? You didn't score a goal, but in terms of puck movement out of your own zone and then puck movement once you got established there, were you satisfied with that?
I would say that I was impressed with seeing some of the players on the power play, how they see the ice. I thought Patan saw the ice really well. But I didn't expect it to look like it was going to have a lot of structure to it. We worked on it in the practice and pregame skate that we've had. But overall, you always, as a coach, you look and you finish your season, or you look at how a team plays in February and in March and how they look and how everything's executed, and you have to remind yourself that this is September and these players are still finding their way and getting their feet wet. So I make sure I dial it back with expectations of them being moving the puck around how you'd like a power play to look.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.